Hi, this is Steve Chandler, and I'm here to talk to you today about what I believe is the most powerful client attractor there is. If you're a coach, a lot of times coaches think they need to find all kinds of strategies or tactics or closing tactics or websites or some kind of marketing, branding, niche, all the things that go in their mind about how to get clients, and it gets all swirled up and all confused, and it's all very strategic and all very tactical. And what I want to say today is there is one thing that is more powerful than all of that. There's one thing that is so powerful as far as attracting clients into your practice, and that is this. I'll give you a little bit of a pause here so that you can try to guess what this is. What is, in your mind, guess what is the most powerful client attractor in the world for a coach? Well, here's what I say it is from my years of experience coaching and working with other coaches, decades even now, we can say. And that's this. It's how good a coach you are. That's the most important thing in the world. If you are, let's just say there's a scale from 0 to 10. And for the sake of this point I'm making, you could be maybe a 3, or you could be a 7, or you could be a 9. But wherever you are, as far as how good a coach you are, that will determine your getting clients more than any other thing you could ever work on. Much more than your fee structure, or your closing technique, or your marketing technique, or what you say in a conversation, or your strategy, or your proposals, anything like that. Much more than that. It's where you are on a scale from 0 to 10. It's where you are on coaching skill. How good a coach are you? And I will show you exactly what I mean by that and why that has such a huge impact on attracting clients. Now, the first way in which your level of skill impacts attracting clients is this. Let's say you're a 3 on a scale of 0 to 10. And don't feel bad if you're a 3, because we've all been 3s. We've all gone through the whole scale of 0 to 10. You can't skip any of the rungs on this ladder. So being a 3 is fine. It means that's just simply where you are in your evolution, in your mastery of the skill of coaching. Now, let's say you're a 3 and you're having conversations with people. Now, the fact that you're a 3 means that your conversations with prospective clients are going to get you fewer clients than if you were a 7. Because if you're a 3, your conversations are going to be a lot more like simple chatting sessions between two friends or two professionals. They're going to be good conversations. You're going to ask good questions, but it's not going to get you clients very fast because your skill as a coach is not going to be high enough or strong enough yet to really move that other person in a conversation toward wanting to work with you. Because as we've seen in the previous books and studies and the ACS courses we've taken, it is how much movement occurs in the other person's life inside a conversation with a prospect. That's the number one factor in that person working with you or choosing to work with you. So if you're a 3, you're going to have a lot more conversations than if you're a 7, because those conversations are simply going to be less effective and create less movement in the other person. And the other person is going to see you as someone who is good to talk to. They may feel better after the conversation, but it's still not something they want to invest a lot of money in. They don't really feel that their life has changed that drastically. Now, I'm not saying that if you're a 3, you can't be a very good coach. If you're a 3 on the scale, you working with someone is still very valuable for them. So if they are smart enough to hire you and work with you, and you're still at 3 at your skill level, you can be a great benefit to them. You will be a very positive factor in their life. So don't worry if you're at a level of 3 about whether you can help people at all. You can help people a great deal at a level of 3. But you're going to progress up and you're going to help people more. So this factor, the factor of conversations, enrollment conversations, early relationship creation conversations, if you're a 3, you're going to have a lot more of them to get clients into your life than if you're a 7 or an 8. If you're a 7 or an 8, if you have a conversation with somebody, the likelihood goes way up that they're going to work with you. So, let's look at an even more exciting and important factor in where you are on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as attracting clients. This is even more important, and so many people miss this. This is a real secret to the coaching profession, as far as I can see. They miss this, and here's what it is. If you are a 3, you are less likely inside of yourself, as far as your confidence level, as far as your swagger, as far as that real certainty that you can help people, you are less likely, if you see yourself as a 3, to enter into conversations with people, to create relationships with people, to start the conversation about coaching, because if you see yourself as a 3, you're not really sure yourself if you can help other people. So it's much, much harder. Let me give you a metaphor, a picture to illustrate that. Let's say I gave you 50 $100 bills. And we put these $100 bills in envelopes. We don't seal them, but you have 50 $100 bills. And you're going to go to the mall. And I'm going to tell you, I want you to give these away. You can give them to store owners. You can give them to salespeople. You can give them to shoppers. But your job this afternoon is to give away each one of these $100 bills. Now, would that be easy for you? I think so. In fact, you'd probably look forward to it. Oh boy, I get to give away $100 to 50 people today. So now, notice what you would not say. Usually people who are coaching at the level of 3 will often say, I don't know who to talk to. I don't know how to approach people. I don't know where to get clients. I don't know who to have an enrollment conversation with. I don't know how to do this. Now notice, if I give you 50 $100 bills, I doubt if you're going to say, well, I can go to the mall, but I don't know who to give these to. I won't know how to walk up to a person. No, that won't be a problem, and you know that won't be a problem. The reason you know that won't be a problem is because you know that a $100 bill is valuable to people. You know they'll appreciate it. You know that there's true immediate value in that. Now, here's what happens when you're a 7 or an 8 as a coach. You're walking the planet now knowing that you are of value to people, that time spent with you is really valuable to them. They appreciate it. Their lives change for the better when they spend time with you. You know that. You're an 8. You're a 7. You're there. You have that power as a coach, so that when you have an enrollment conversation, or let's say someone sends you an email, and you're a 7 or an 8, someone sends you an email, and it says, I just started this new job, and it's kind of rough on me. How are things going for you? You say to them, you just started a new job. I can help you with that. Let's set aside some time. I'll do a session with you. If it's really useful, you can hire me. Or someone emails you and says, I'm going through a tough divorce right now. Because you're a 7 or an 8, you say, I can help you with that. Let's do a session. If it's really useful, you can hire me and we'll put a little group of sessions together and I'll help you through this. Now, you say that because you know you can help them with it. If you're a 3, on the other hand, and someone says, I just got a divorce, your first reaction is, yeah, that's rough. I had one of those myself. It's not easy. I feel for you. I have a lot of compassion for you. Well, that doesn't get you any clients. And the reason you're hesitant to say I can help you is because you don't know if you can help them if you're a 3. You just don't know. So it's a very, very key factor in the acquisition of clients what number you are. Do you walk around the mall with a jersey with a 3 on it? Or do you walk around the mall with a jersey with a 7 on it? It will change the attractor factor in getting clients for you. Okay, so now we get it. Now we see it. Wherever I am on a scale of 1 to 10, as far as power goes, as far as difference-making goes, how good am I? What's my level of mastery as a coach? What's my capability strength? That is the number one factor in acquiring clients, more than any technique, more than any trick or system. That is number one. So, therefore, that's good news. That's really good news. Because I can get better. I can go from a 3 to a 4 to a 5. In fact, it's just like learning how to play the piano or the guitar. You can get better with practice. So how do we get better? How do we move that number up? One of the ways to move the number up is to receive really powerful coaching. One of the reasons we do this in the ACS, we have peer coaching that's very powerful. It's weekly. It's not just once in a while. And you receive coaching from various other coaches, so you learn their styles. You really understand how good coaches coach. When you're receiving coaching from someone who has a higher number than you do, for example, I've had coaches all my life, well, at least the last 20 years I've had coaches. And my coaches have been 10s and 9s. 9 at the very least. That every time a 3 is coached by a 9, the 3 moves up a little bit. So it's receiving coaching. This is a kind of apprenticeship profession. It is not a book learning profession. You have to really be out there and live it and feel it to grow in it. So that's the primary way we get better. The next way we get better, close second, is coaching other people. Every time you coach somebody, you improve as a coach. So a lot of coaches who are 3s, they don't really coach very many people. Maybe they set their fees too high, and because their fees are a little too high, people aren't working with them. So they spend whole days without coaching anybody. And if you're spending a lot of time not coaching, you are going to be stuck. Your number will stay the same because you're not coaching people and you're not growing. Every time you coach somebody, you get better. There's no way out of that. It's got to happen. It will happen in spite of yourself. So that's the second way. Now, the third way to increase your number is to read books about psychology and coaching and transformation, and to watch videos about psychology, spirituality, coaching, and transformation. Watching videos of people who are great coaches, really studying. Don't just say, well, I sort of know what Byron Katie does. Really dive into her work. I sort of know who Werner Erhard was. Go watch his videos. Dive into his work. Find the great coaches. Tony Robbins has YouTubes of interventions he's made on people. Study those. Learn from that. Read the right books. Listen to the right audios, and you'll get better and better as a coach. So those three ways are the three ways I know that really move the number up from 3 to 4 to 5, and soon you're way up there. And that is, number one, get coached by someone with a higher number than you have. Number two, coach people. Any chance you get, even if you're only charging $10, that's better to be coaching someone for $10 than to sit there looking at your computer screen all day, not coaching anybody. Your number won't go up. And the third way is really study. Study people. Study the great people in the field of transformation. Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, Byron Katie, Werner Erhard. You've got your own favorites. You don't have to go with mine. Study these people deeply, and you will get better and better. Also, I left one out. I'll throw this in. Go to seminars. Go to workshops. Go to things like that where you meet with other coaches. You do a workshop. You get training. You get coached. Because coaching is a profession that needs that. Coaching is not like law school for lawyers. There's no equivalent to law school, really. There's no equivalent to medical school for doctors, for coaches. So coaches on their own have to go out and create a law school or a medical school for themselves by the education they invest in. And so find people who are really great at doing a weekend intensive, really great at doing a coaching school or whatever you want to jump into. That'll move your number up too. So to conclude, your number on a scale of 1 to 10 of how good you are as a coach is the number one most powerful attractor factor in getting clients. Never forget this. If you want to get more clients and you're sitting around thinking, I wish I were more prosperous. I wish I were doing better in this field. I wish I could show my family that this is really the right thing for me to do. The best thing you can do in that moment is move your number up.